was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Is Walter Sterling a descendant of the Knights Templar? Ancient astronaut theorists say no.
Everybody's very sweaty about the movie Call Me By Your Name.
I want you to be comfortable.
I will only be comfortable if you call me by your name.
My name? You want me to call you by my name?
Yes, call me by your name.
This raises a whole host of problems.
Why don't you have a name? I've never heard anyone call you by your name. They just call you Mr. Lucky.
Well, I got that name. Never mind.
But I want you to call me by your name.
Okay, okay. If it will get you nude, I will call you by my name.
Your legal name. Call me by your actual name.
If it means that much, I will call you by my actual name. My actual name is Susan. I will call you Susan.
Gotta go.
Next time on Call Me By Your Name.
This is ruthless. Where's Ruth? And please shovel my driveway.
This is sponsored by Sweetheart Soap and the Field Family and not affiliated with Abby Lee in Jail. Sterling on Sunday is Gotta Pass Production.
You put the boom boom into my heart.
Boom, enjoy being a guy, having a girl like me.
That's the worst.
I could crack a walnut.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have now demonstrated all of our sound effects. We can go home. There's nothing left for us to do. We're completely done. Well, here we are in WMAL, AM, and FM, Washington, D.C. We are now being heard by the entire White House staff. The entire White House staff listens to WMAL, and they go, this is how we stay in touch with America. We listen to WMAL. We hear what the Americans have to say, what the American public has to say.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Scorpion. But, Natalie, ever since we tried on underwear together, I realized something. I've been living a lie also.
Karen.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Scorpion. But, Natalie, ever since we tried on underwear together, I realized something. I've been living a lie also.
Karen.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
I've been very tempted, and many of my friends have said, why don't you just do it? I've been very tempted to just play all that junk for 3 hours. It's very tempting, but I'm not going to, because tonight we have important things to do. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and I am live, which means that you and I get to talk to each other. This is the original social medium. We've been streaming to the car since 1938. I'd love it you'll be able to stream 8,000 songs to your car and listen to them whenever you want. Nobody wants to hear 8,000 songs. Nobody cares about 8,000 songs. What do we like? We like 5 songs by Taylor Swift. That's it. That's what we listen to in the car over and over again. I have to share with you about some personal scams, some personal crime waves that I've committed, and I'd like to hear about your personal crime wave. Here are my personal crime waves. Last week, I had to take the 12-year-old. I have 3 kids. I have a 6-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 15-year-old, all girls. My life is a living hell. And I had to take her to piano lessons, and it was out in one of those communities that's a rural suburb, a planned rural community. I cannot say rural, and I cannot say drawer. Well, that was pretty good. I said drawer. I think that's close. But I can't say rural, R-U-R-A-L. Can you say that? Practice it 3 times in your truck right now. R-U-R-A-L, rural. I have a lot of trouble saying that. But it was one of those communities that was put in the middle of the woods. And they didn't cut down any trees, and they put in no services, no retail stores. It's just a large community of very big homes that are very ugly. I dropped the 12-year-old off for her piano lessons at this house, and now I have a half hour to kill. And there are no stores. There's nothing around. I drive down to the end of the street hoping to find a store, no stores. What do I see? I see a very serious congregational church, one of those hardcore Protestant churches. But what I see was more interesting. It was noon on a Saturday, and behind the church, there were about eight guys in overalls smoking. I'm like, oh, there are eight guys in overalls smoking behind the church at noon on a Saturday. There must be some social event, some church social. And the one great thing about church socials is they serve free food, and I had a half hour to kill. Now I go into the community room of this church at the end of the rural road, 15 minutes from where my 12-year-old was getting piano lessons. And I go in, and I see down at the end of the hall, there are people in a congregation room, a lunch room. And they're sitting around, they're talking to each other, and they appear to have just gone into the room. I'm like, great, I'll just sort of join this church group. I walk into this church, I go down to the end of the hall, and there I am in this community room. And at the end of the community room, there's a banquet table. There's a whole bunch of food, and it's noon on Saturday. And they're all being collegial and friendly and very, you know, happy to see each other. And I'm like happy to see them. And I'm nodding and matching my pace and my nodding with the people in the room. And I go up to the table. And there is many boxes of sausage pizza. Now, I will confess to you that I do not believe pineapple belongs on pizza. Do you? I believe sausage is what belongs on pizza. Sausage. And that's all they had. I'm like, this is amazing. This is a gift from Jesus. This is sausage pizza here in this church that I am not a member of, had no business being in, but I it looked open. And then there was a Diet Coke. Well, and submarine sandwiches. I'm like, wow, this is some community meeting here at the church. And as I pick up my first piece of sausage pizza, I look up at the wall, and there's this guy looking at me, big black and white picture of this guy looking at me, smiling at me, and it's not Jesus. And I look over there on the wall, and there's another picture of this guy in black and white looking at me, smiling. And I look over there behind me, and there's the same guy looking at me, smiling. There are about eight pictures of this guy, big poster pictures of this man, looking at me, smiling. And then a nice church lady walks up to me, and she says, "Were you close with Henry?" What? "Were you close with..." Oh! This was Henry's funeral service luncheon. It was Henry's funeral service luncheon. And clearly, Henry and I had a lot in common because we both like sausage pizza. No doubt this was being served to the ghost of Henry, the sausage pizza. And now I had a problem because other people were going to come up to me and say, "Were you close with Henry?" Yeah, via this slice of pizza, Henry and I are like one. We're like the same guy. And very slowly, I take my sausage pizza and my Diet Coke, and I very measured steps, not to cause any flourish in the universe, not to ruin the gestalt of Henry's funeral lunch, and I slowly slink back to my car with my sausage pizza, and I sit in my car, and I go back to get the 12-year-old. All right, that was scam number one. Now, scam number two is whenever I can, I steal Splenda. I do not shoplift. But I steal Splenda. I steal it from every restaurant I go to. Anytime I'm in your home, if I see Splenda, it will be gone. And then the worst part, the go-to-hell part, is that I steal Splenda from church basements and synagogues. I do not discriminate. I steal Splenda from synagogues and church basements. But here's my newest scam, and I'd like to hear about your personal crime waves, about your personal scams. And my number is 888-688-WALT. I'm live. This is a chance for you to confess. I am confessing. I'm bearing my soul on WLS, on KMOX, on WPHT, on WMAL, on KBAR in Utah, on KARN in Little Rock. Peter Thiel's going, oh, thank God he's on. Thank God we have something on that's different. And KXNT in Las Vegas, welcome. We have over 50 affiliates now. We're doing great. This is huge. Big show. Big show. Where's the check, by the way? When am I going to see some money from this show? All right, now here's the latest scam. I had to make 4 airplane flights this week, horrible connecting airplane flights. I won't go into all the details, but the middle seat was involved. That's what you need to know. The middle seat was involved. I'm about to get on a 737, and it was sold out. 737 at O'Hare, and it sold out. Now, the people who fly out of O'Hare, they're ticked. They're already annoyed. Anybody who has to go out of O'Hare, they're furious already. Right? WLS, they're already furious. The law of physics is the furthest distance between any two points is anywhere at O'Hare Airport. There's no greater hell than flying out of O'Hare. There's an entire 737 about to be loaded with passengers, including me. And I'm like, oh, God, you know, I just... I hear at the end of the announcement, I hear her saying, oh, we'll be boarding our first class passengers first and our business class and the military, uniform military, blah, 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 right? And then she said this. She said, anybody needing more time is welcome to board now. And I'm looking around. There are 118 people waiting to get on this plane. They're all angry. And I'm like, well, I need more time. I need more time. I walk up to the gate. I say to her, I need more time. And she says, oh, there's no need for you to explain. I had no need to explain. And I boarded the plane first because I decided I needed more time. And before I got on, she said, by the way, when you land, will you need a wheelchair? And I'm like, no, but I'd really like one of those golf carts. I'd like one of those golf carts. Oh, no problem. And sure enough, when I got to where I had to go, there was one of those golf carts. I got on a 737, a packed 737, first because I needed more time. Maybe you need more time. Those are some of my personal scams this week. I'm Walter Sterling, and we are live. And my phone number is 888-688-WALT. I'd like to know about your personal crime waves, things you've crashed. I crashed a funeral lunch. I went on a 737 that was packed because I decided I needed more time. So I went on first, and I steal Splenda. I have bared my soul to you. I have shared all of the things that I do that are just wrong. What do you do? I want to hear what you do. This is a chance for you to tell me what you've crashed, things that you do on a daily basis that are a little scammy, completely anonymous. No one knows who you are. No one has any idea who you are. And the phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I am live on a Sunday night. And the best part of this show is I get to talk to you. 888-688-WALT, Sterling on Sunday. This is Westwood One. All right, there's been a tremendous amount of horrible weather in the Northeast this week. We're going to get a complete detailed update from meteorologist at Westwood One coming up in just seconds. But right now we're talking about personal scams, your personal crime wave. I said that I needed more time to get on 4 different flights this week. And I faked a limp on the jetway so that I could get more time. Was the first one on 4 different flights because they said, do you need more time? Does anybody need more time? I'm like, yeah, I need more time. There's Jody in Great Falls. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. What's your scam?
My scam is that I order a decaf iced Doppio at Starbucks. I get it in a venti cup, and then I add my own milk. So I turn a $2.25 drink into a $5 one.
By adding your own milk from home?
No, I add it at the counter.
So rather than them doing it, you do it, and that's how you scam them. You turn it into a $5 drink. That's a great scam. Thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Your scams, the little scams you and I pull every day. I steal Splenda. I get on the airplanes first by saying, I need more time. And I snuck into a funeral service lunch and walked out with free pizza. Oh, my gosh. Now, Ivan Cabrera Metter does not do scams like that, do you, Ivan?
Actually, I was just thinking the milk trick is fantastic, and I also may take a few more napkins, you know, at the Starbucks because they're really high quality when they're not looking. But you know,
they are high quality. Now, your Westwood One's meteorologist, would you give us an update on the weather conditions, especially in the Northeast, and the damage that was done this week?
Yeah, I don't know if you want an update on what's coming. I'll do it for you, but I tell you what.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Give us an update on what's coming.
Number 3 storm coming up Monday night into Tuesday. It looks like a classic Cape Cod storm. I'll talk about that in a second, what that means for all of us here. But just to recap, this is coming on the heels, of course, of what we had just in the last week. The first one was the strongest of the 3 storms. Well, that remains to be seen. This third one may be stronger. But the first one, you remember, was basically all about flooding and the strong winds and the Category 2 kind of hurricane force winds that impacted the Northeast and all the power outages as well. And the second one we had, well, people still, you know, probably shoveling from that, 12, 15, 20 inches of snow, and that happened west of 95. But that is in the past. We focus on what's happening here. And Monday night and into Tuesday, we could be talking blizzard conditions for Boston, Cape Cod, and all the coastal areas there with incredible amounts of snow. And we could be looking once again at hurricane-force winds if this thing really cranks up as the models are looking right now. Boston, perhaps upwards of 15 inches of snowfall, something nobody wants to hear here in mid-March. But they can come this fast and this furious. We've seen this before. Nothing terribly unusual. We don't get it every year, but every few years they really kind of line up this way.
Now, Ivan Cabrera is an official meteorologist. Would you please sum up again what you just said about the weather potential for Boston? I'm also interested in the weather situation for Washington, D.C., Chicago, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, the hardcore Northeast. Sum up that weather situation coming up this week again.
Monday's going to be our day to get ready because the storm's already going to be brewing down south, that coastal low that tends to develop, and it's going to start getting attacked together so that by Monday night, you got to be ready for it. That's when the snow's going to start hitting. I don't think this is going to be a huge deal for D.C. Places like Philly, about 1 to 3 inches. It will be very gusty as far as the winds, but this looks like a classic New England storm. So we're talking Connecticut, Rhode Island, Cape Cod, and the islands will be battered with incredible winds. We could be looking at 75, 80 mile an hour winds. I wouldn't be surprised to see that in Outer Cape, up towards the tip of the Cape there, in P-Town, heading out towards Boston. We're looking at heavy winds as well, with potential for 12 to 15 inches. The difference with this one, Walt, is that it's going to track a little bit further east, and so it's going to allow for the bigger snowfall amounts. Unlike last time, they were west of 95. I think this time, actually, closer to 95, closer to the coast, that's when we're going to be talking about some blockbuster snow totals, along with wind, power outages. It's going to come with that because of the wind and the heavy snow, and that is going to be peaking Monday night. Tuesday is going to be just a mess. Travel will be at a standstill across
amazing
corridor.
Amazing
on Tuesday.
And Ivan Cabrera,
wind things down Wednesday.
Ivan Cabrera, top meteorologist with Westwood One. Thank you for the update on the weather. We will always keep you up to date on weather. This is Sterling on Sunday. We're going to hear more about your scams in just seconds. Sterling on Sunday, Westwood One.
Walter M. Sterling.
Is Walter Sterling a descendant of the Knights Templar? Ancient astronaut theorists say no.
All right, we've got a lot to do tonight. Welcome to Jim Gracie's KDKA. KDKA is on the line now, the original radio station in North America. Things went so well there, there were 10,000 more radio stations. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Good evening. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. I am live, and I've just confessed, just seconds ago, I confessed the fact that I pulled 3 scams this week. Scam number one is that I walked into a funeral luncheon at a church because I had time to kill. And I didn't know the person. I did not know the church. I did not belong to the church. But, oh, my gosh, there was sausage pizza and Diet Coke and sub sandwiches. And then I realized I was this guy's funeral luncheon. And I had to be very cool. But the biggest scam I pulled, it was really horrible. I had to go on 4 terrible airplane flights this week. 4 airplane flights. And the gate agent said, and anybody needing more time is welcome to board now. I'm like, what? Anybody needing more time is welcome to board now. They're welcome to board first. I'm like, I need more time. and I faked a limp. I will go to hell, but I faked a limp. I walked up to the gate agent. I said, I need more time. And she said, there's no need to explain. And I started to get on the plane first, a 737, packed 737. You know, priority 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're all staring at me, daggers. And I limped down the jetway, and I got on first. I did this 4 times. Those are my personal scams. I'd like to know about your personal scams, your personal crime waves. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. I'm live on the original social media. I do this show to get to talk to you. John in Virginia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Thank you very much. I'm the guy with the police uniform story that I gave you a couple of months ago, if you remember. Now, what happened to my father, who's 90 years old? A person from the Atlanta Joint Chief of Justice called him and said it was my son, and he needed $4,000 right now. Right now. Told him how to function it, told him how to send it, told him how to do everything. My father called me right away, 90 years old. Me and my father are both retired in high military clearance stuff. I'm retired. I'm 58, too. So my brother's an NSA. He ran us down completely, and he said, they're targeting your names. I called my son at work. He was at work in Manassas, Virginia. This was a fake completely. We found a dump phone in a McDonald's in Chantilly, Virginia. It was a dump phone that made the call. My father did not acquiesce. He called me immediately. This person was trying to extort $4,000 out of an elderly person because he found him through, he lived in a retirement community. And we were high-profile people because of our security clearances. That's what happened.
But wait. How did you find a dump phone? A throwaway junk phone, the kind that Tony Soprano used. How did you find it in a McDonald's? Because I figure in a McDonald's, most people are using those kind of phones.
My brother is third in charge of NSA. He is unnamed. Okay? I'm high security clearance. I'm retired.
My father was top security clearance because, you ready for this? He worked for Bell Labs, and they sent him to Roswell, New Mexico in the 50s.
Yes.
They sent him to Roswell in the 50s to buy up all the land. Now, I have one more question for you, John. Will you and your brother anonymously come on the show and be guests?
I would gladly get him. He's a funny guy. He's a funny guy. He's
all right. Listen, hold on, guy. John, hold on. Elena's going to get your information, and then you guys can talk about whether you want to come on as guests. I'll protect your anonymity. Thank you so much, Elena. Grab John, please, in the right way, not in an inappropriate way. Jesse from St. Louis, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Jesse, I'd like to hear about your scam.
Oh, it's a classic one. So the casinos are always working on getting you into the casino by giving you complimentary offers. So they give you complimentary $10 in food. So I go there and pick up cookies. And then there's sitting right there their emblem embossed napkins. So I will grab a handful, as much as I can hold, and put them in the nice shopping bag they give you. And then I have my own card nights once a month that I meet with a group, and then I will spiral them and make them look nice and say, hey, guys, this casino is sponsoring my poker night. So, that, you know, that's like you get all these napkins there, and they're very nice ones with the logo.
On your poker night with your poker buddies, you present food that you stole from the casino as your own. Is that what you're telling me?
No, the napkins, the food.
Just the napkins.
Go there to get the food. Just the napkins.
I see. Just the napkins. Yeah. That's a pretty good scam. Thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We are live on a Sunday night at 40 minutes past the hour. We've got a lot going on tonight. There's an awful lot for me to do. I have airplane stories for you. Monica Lewinsky gave the most bizarre world article that she ran in Vanity Fair this month. The only time I ever read Vanity Fair is when I'm stuck on an airplane for thousands of hours, and there was an article written by Monica Lewinsky, and I will share some deep and profound thoughts with you about that article. Plus, Jennifer Lawrence, yes, the right-on feminist actress, said the most objectifying, sexist thing I have ever heard from anybody. So sexist that if a man said the same thing, he would be drummed out of the Corps. I'm telling you, this guy would be drummed out of the Corps, and I'll play it for you in just seconds. Plus, we're going to talk about trouble in the workplace and consumer scams and the most amazing Florida stories. We have a lot going on tonight. This is Sterling on Sunday. Welcome. One of the things that's interesting about airports today is all my life, I have fought the feeling of feeling excluded. I have fought the feeling of not being invited to the treehouse. Excuse me. And whenever I'm in an airport, I'm always in Terminal B. Any airport in the world, Terminal B. And what's in Terminal B? Terminal B is the good, solid terminal where United Airlines, Delta Airlines, American Airlines, they go to solid places like Salt Lake City and Portland and Houston and Dallas. They don't go to Sweden. They go to solid American places. But the result is that the amenity is the Dunkin' Donuts, the Hudson News. But then there are all of these posters in Terminal B, whatever Terminal B it is. Come and join us in the Cincinnati Fresh Market in Terminal F. But I'm in Terminal B. And in Terminal F, there's the International Fashion Show taking place tomorrow. Tomorrow, what about now? And there's a brand new wine bar opening up at gate 16, but I'm at gate 32. No matter where I go in an airport, no matter which airport I go to, I feel excluded. There's something wrong. I have to swallow here. Just a moment. Yes. There, now I'm in full control of my voice. But I always feel excluded in airports because in 2022, a whole new LaGuardia will be there. Meanwhile, I'm in the LaGuardia airport today, which means that if it rains, it rains on me. If you're in LaGuardia Airport in New York and it's raining, they have tubes coming out of the ceiling. No, really. Tubes coming out of the ceiling that catch the rain and drain it into buckets that you and I have to walk around when we're walking in LaGuardia Airport. Brand new LaGuardia 2022 with the Fashion Mall, the International Food Market, chef demonstrations. Okay, that never happens for me. I always feel excluded in every airport because why? Because I'm in Terminal B. And in Terminal B, you're going to Dunkin' Donuts and you're going to United Airlines and American Airlines, and that's it. That's it. But the most excluded I ever felt, the most excluded I ever felt, was at spring break time. That was terrible. Let's do it again. The most excluded I ever felt was at spring break time. Hey, college radio is nothing on me. Every year at spring break, when I was in high school or college, you'd hear about these incredible stories of people going down to the Button Pool, the Button Nightclub in Fort Lauderdale, and the wet tee contests. In my entire life, I have never seen a wet tee contest live. I've only seen it in movies. Never have I actually known when spring break is. Because you see, in the same town, the spring break for the college, the public school, the private schools, and the parochial schools will be at different times. It's never been clear to me when spring break is. And then, if I was in college, I'm like, okay, I want to go to Daytona Beach. I want to go to Padre Island. I want to go to Fort Lauderdale. $5,000. Like, what? And you share a room with eight other people who are doing drugs. Well, I never did any drugs, and I didn't get drunk in college. I know, I'm a pathetic soul, but that's the truth. I'd like to hear your spring break stories. Did you go on spring break? Did you actually go? Or did you imagine, like me, that you were going to go? And here's my phone number. It's 888-688-WALT. Please take me on a voyeuristic journey. Did you go on spring break? Because I never actually knew anybody in college or high school who went to Florida for spring break or to Texas for spring break. I saw it on MTV. And I know when they produced Spring Break on MTV, they had a problem, because whenever you saw Spring Break on MTV, there were large crowds of people who all looked like supermodels around a stage looking at hot bands like Guns N' Roses. Well, they had a problem when they produced Spring Break on MTV. And the problem was that freshmen and sophomores in college do not look like supermodels. They look 15 pounds heavier than when they started college. They look like they haven't been in the sun in months, because they haven't been. And they eat a lot of pizza. So, in fact, at MTV, they hired supermodels and actresses from the community to stuff the crowd. But did you ever go on spring break? Did you ever actually get on an airplane at college time, high school time, and go away for spring break? Because if I had said to my Jersey mother, I want to go to Florida for spring break. I want to go to Florida for a week. What? Alone? I'll go with my friend Charles. Charles's mother said you two could go? That's how the conversation would go. And it would go downhill from there. It would go way downhill from there. But I swear to you, it sounded incredible to go to Florida on spring break, but the fact is, I would have been scared out of my mind. I would have been scared out of my mind to share a hotel room with 10 strangers. I would have been afraid to be around all those crowds and all those drunks. But the idea in the American teenage consciousness of spring break is enormous. This is the epic event. Forget Christmas and New Year's. No. Spring break is what you and I wanted to participate in, but I never did. And every year I'd hear about, well, we're going down to San Padre Island. And it was always jocks, big jockey guys who would, you know, knock me against a wall for fun. For part of their, one of their sports was knocking Walter against the wall for fun. And I'd see these guys, oh, we're going to go down for spring break. You know, there's a topless contest and wet tees. We're going to see wet tees. I never went. I always felt excluded, the way I feel excluded in airports. Airports that have the exotic European market in Terminal F, and I'm in Terminal B. I'm always in Terminal B. United Airlines, American Airlines to Kansas City is taking off in 3 minutes. Meanwhile, in Terminal F, the exotic European chefs are doing a special demonstration now and sampling their free food in Terminal F. Well, I'd get a heart attack just getting to Terminal F. But it's the same feeling of exclusion that I felt most of my life to this day. But I always felt it at spring break time. And we're coming up on spring break time. If you went on spring break, I'd like to hear your story. Did you go on spring break? Did you go somewhere for spring break? Did your mother let you go somewhere on spring break? I'd like to hear what that experience was like. It would mean a great deal for me for once in my life to be included in spring break. Here's my phone number. It's 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. And coming up tonight, we're going to talk about this astonishing statement that Jennifer Lawrence made that would have gotten any man thrown out of the military, would have gotten any man thrown out of his job, I swear to you. Plus, we're going to talk about trouble in the workplace and why food should be free, and details about our live broadcast from the Waffle House on April 15th. All of that in you at 888-688-WALT. Walter M. Sterling, Sterling on Sunday Live. This is Westwood.
I'm Stacy, and I'm not afraid to let Walter M. Sterling have an email at my company. His new email is walter@stacysentiretreeservice.com. This is Westwood One.
I could crack a walnut down there if I needed to.
John actually participated in spring break. I'd like to know if you participated in spring break, because I never had the courage, the money, the guts, or the right parents to go anywhere for spring break. Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-WALT. Did you go on spring break? I want to hear your story. John from Maryland, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, Walter, how are you? Hello.
It's really good to talk to you, John. Hi, John, you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
John? You bet. I hear you loud and clear because this is the magic of radio. Tell me your story, John. John, I hope your radio isn't on. Where's John? So sad. That's because he was listening to the radio.
Hey.
Please tell them not to listen to the radio.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, so turn off the radio, John.
Well, the radio's off. Can you hear me?
Okay, so so tell me your story.
Okay, geez, I'm sorry about that. We left from Towson University up in Baltimore and rented a 15-passenger van, like probably 15 of us, with no money and no place to go. We ended up in Fort Lauderdale, and one of the most interesting things I saw was midget tossing, which probably isn't politically correct anymore, but that's how they advertised. And it's like $10 cover charge to get in the bar. And, of course, there are these huge jocks in there, defensive lineman types. And they had these little guys in these harnesses, and the big jocks would take turns spinning them around and throwing them for distance. And then things kind of got out of control, and they ended up picking the little guys up and throwing them up, and they were landing on their heads, and it just got out of control, and I think the cops actually ended up getting called, and we kind of took off, but it wasn't all it was cracked up to be. We didn't have any place to stay. We ended up kind of sleeping in the van, and the cops down there would go around, and if they found you sleeping in the van, they'd write you a ticket. So we tried to sleep on the beach. And they'd even walk around the beach, and if you looked like you were sleeping on the beach and didn't have anywhere to go, they'd roust you up and kind of kick you off the beach. They didn't want us there, that's for sure.
How old were you?
At the time, I was probably 20, 20, 21.
And you had this, so you had this big picture in your mind about what spring break was going to be, and it turned out to be nothing like that.
No, it's kind of like you said before earlier with the MTV. There was little groups of activity, but by the most part, they had jersey barriers that they erected to channel the kids in certain areas so you couldn't cut across streets. And you could just tell that they were, the locals down there in Fort Lauderdale didn't want anything to do with all those kids that were down there.
Thank you very much for calling 888-688-WALT. I feel so much better than now John told me that he actually did go to spring break in Fort Lauderdale and had a horrible experience. Well, coming up in just seconds, I'm going to play for you the most amazing piece of audio from Jennifer Lawrence, actress Jennifer Lawrence. I can't believe she said this. I bet you won't believe it either. Sterling on Sunday, Westwood One.
Walter M. Sterling.
Is Walter Sterling a descendant of the Knights Templar? Ancient astronaut theorists say no.
Crack a walnut.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's spring break time. One of the great mysteries of our time is when exactly is spring break? Because if you're in a college, a high school, a public high school, a parochial school, or a private school, they're all at three different times. Now, there's Alan from Sebring, Florida. You're in the epicenter of spring break world. Welcome, Alan.
Well, thank you, and good evening, fans. You know, this is your new guest host, Alan, of the Alan and Sterling Show. Glad to talk with you all tonight. How you doing?
Alan in Sebring, Florida, what's the temperature right now as spring break approaches?
I think it's probably somewhere around 62 here and sunny. Wait a minute. No, Alan,
all right.
The sun's down, I think.
Now, there's Alan. He's in Sebring, Florida. He's a funny guy most of the time, and he's going to answer these calls with me. Welcome, Key in Chicago, listening on WLS. You have a spring break story. I need to hear your spring break story because I never had the guts to go to spring break. I would have been scared out of my mind with all of those drunks and those crowds and women of a certain ilk, and I couldn't handle it, not to mention the fact that my Jersey mother said, What? You're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. You're going to go alone to Florida? Well, no, I'm going to go with my friend Charles. Does Charles's mother know about this? That's how it went. Hi, Key in Chicago. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Key.
Now, you have an
awesome, awesome show. I got to tell you that. I'm 39 years old, and my dad is 82, and he made me a radio junkie, and this is some of the best radio. This is my first time ever hearing your show. This is some of the best radio I've ever heard. This is awesome. So,
Alan, how do you feel about that?
I'm excited to talk to a junkie. I mean, a radio junkie, yes.
All right, you're on the phone key with Alan and Walter Sterling. Why don't you share with us your spring break story?
2002, my sophomore year, spring break. I'm from Chicago. I went to school in the city, went to university in my home city. So it's like a big deal to leave and go somewhere warm. Okay, so we went to Biloxi, Mississippi, Beach Week. Okay, we get down there. Just like the other caller said, the town kind of shuts down, trying to run the kids away. You know, it gets kind of out of control. So the main strip along the beach, along the ocean front, cars are just piling up. Kids are jumping out the cars. They are listening to music. They're having a great time. You know, the chicks of certain elks are elking hard, and it's just mayhem, but it's all fun, no problems. The thing is, all the kiosks, the cars are just jammed up, and there's nothing to do on the beach because all the kiosks and the stands are closed. The volleyball nets are down. Me and my partner, we ran to Kmart. We must have spent like $200-$300. We got volleyball nets, we got water inflatables, we got coolers, ice, water, beer. The chicks were coming out to the little setup that we had, like 90 going north. We start charging $50 for guys to come play volleyball on the three nets that we set up and just hang where we were. $50 for 30 minutes. It was that many chicks, some with tops, some without. It was awesome. We walked away from Black Beach Week in 3 days with 10 grand cash. Remind you, I was a business student at the time, and I'm always looking to solve the problem. And we did it, and that kind of propelled me into entrepreneurship. I never looked back after that moment.
You could take this to Shark Tank. Alan, do you have any questions for Key?
Yes. Did he get to ride a motor scooter in Biloxi?
No, I didn't.
You have
I was
to ride.
Too busy making money.
You missed that? The best part of Biloxi was riding the scooters.
I have to beg to differ. I went to Biloxi, a college kid with $300 almost to my name, and I came back with 10 grand. I can go
I think
anywhere
what you did is
now
incredible.
For a weekend
now
to
just
ride a motorboat.
Right. Now, Key, I've got one quick question. You said you charged them $50 for 30 minutes. Is that what you said?
Yeah, $50 for 30 minutes just to hang where we were. Not to mention we were selling water and beer, and we just
oh,
had
so you just charge you charged them $50 admission? Oh, that's brilliant. That's freaking brilliant. Congratulations to you, and thank you for the nice words about the show. There's Matt in Idaho. Who knew there was spring break in Idaho? Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Matt.
Hey. You know, I just had me ride down the highway. Yeah, hi. I heard you talking about, I flew out of LaGuardia Terminal B last Monday, and I went to spring break, and I went to the button, and instead of three daughters, I got four daughters, and they think Jennifer Lawrence is the greatest. So,
now, how was it at the button? Now, let me stop for a second and explain. In Fort Lauderdale, there is a legendary bar with a pool called the Button. It's right on the corner. It's right in the epicenter of Fort Lauderdale Beach, right in the epicenter.
Right.
And I believe it's the primordial ooze. It's the antediluvian lake of wet tea contest. I believe that's where they started, and it was there for like 30 years. It's not there anymore. You're right. But it was called the Button, and it's incredibly famous where they had wet teas.
Well,
you went to the Button.
When I
was always too afraid to go to the Button. Tell me what's going on in the Button. What was it like?
Well, you know, it was like a heavy sexual overtones. You know, your guy down there, you're looking to get some carnal knowledge, and
you know, I played football for Pace University. I ran to this guy who also played football for Pace, but he seemed to be, you know, more knowledgeable in those situations. He said, just lay back, stay cool, things will happen to you. And right after he said that to me, this young lady came up to me. She said she did a bunch of Quaaludes, and that's where my carnal knowledge came from. So, you know, it's a legendary place, and I was a participant.
Were you happy you went?
That's probably why I have four daughters.
Yes. Were you happy you went?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I lived the dream.
You lived the dream. Thanks very much for calling Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. I'd like to hear your spring break experience because I didn't go. It was one of the many times in my life, which happened almost every day, where I felt left out. I felt excluded. I hear about spring break. I'm like, how do I get there? Is there a flight that says spring break? No. How would I know where to go? How would I know where to stay? It just seemed very scary to me, but yet, to any American male, the call of spring break is profound. It is profound. And my co-host for this segment is Alan in Sebring, Florida, which is at the epicenter of spring break. But I'd like to hear your spring break story. Here's my phone number. I'm live on a Sunday night. There's nothing else live. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Yes, Alan.
I just wonder if you'd like to come to spring break this year, and you can come here to Sebring, and we'll go out bar hopping here in Sebring.
Now, what else would you promise me besides gin and tonics?
Besides gin and tonic?
Yes.
Well, we can put on a wet T-shirt contest here. We got there's a lot of young ladies here that are, you know, anxious to, you know, get out and indulge.
But do you think that's still true, or do you?
So most of them are in their 80s.
Probably
so it's
what?
Been a while.
Yeah, it's
most of them are in their 80s, but it's been a while since they've exhibited.
Well, Alan, you've been an excellent co-host. Thank you very much for being with us on Sterling on Sunday. Thank you so much. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. This has been our very special report on spring break. WALT, tight as a drum, let me tell you. All right, coming up, I want to talk to you about Monica Lewinsky's article in Vanity Fair and the most astonishing hypocrisy I have ever heard out of a Hollywood actress. I want to play for you some amazing audio that Jennifer Lawrence said this week. I'm like, what? What did she say? What did she say? There was this big article in Vanity Fair. Now, the only reason I read Vanity Fair is because I'm stuck on an airplane for 14 hours. I'm stuck on an airplane for 14 hours, and there's this article in Vanity Fair written by Monica Lewinsky. And Monica Lewinsky, who I really thought we were done with by now, has felt liberated in the need to come out and talk more because of the Me Too movement. And never again, whatever it is. In the article, Monica has the audacity to say that the DNA of the world changed in 1998. The DNA of the whole world changed because she committed oral sex in 1998. There was a lot of DNA exchanged at the time, but I'm not saying that the DNA of the world changed, but she did. She claims that this is what happened. And I'm reading the article, and she's talking about how, although it was purely consensual, her and President Clinton, it was purely consensual, the fact is that it was definitely an abuse of power. There she was, an intern, and there he was, the President of the United States, and it was an abuse of power, even though it was consensual. Well, now I'm very confused. Now the whole thing's confusing me. At no point in this article, which is about solidarity among women, does Monica Lewinsky say, I am sorry, Hillary Clinton. Now, you put aside WLS, WPHT, all of these hardcore right-wing radio stations. You put aside your feelings about President Clinton and Hillary Clinton. Put those feelings aside. Let's talk about husband and wife. Here's a woman who had oral sex, allegedly, with a married man, a much older married man. And now, 20 years later, or 1,000 years later, or whatever it is, she still is not saying, I am sorry, Hillary. I apologize. In a solidarity among women, I am sorry that I risked your marriage. At no point in the article did she say this. And I believe that if you're going to go public with an extramarital affair, if you're going to go public with having a relationship with a married person, and the whole world's going to know about it, you owe the spouse an apology. And I believe that before Monica Lewinsky says any more about this, because I really thought we were done with this, before she says any more about this, she owes Hillary Clinton an apology. And now, instead of saying, you know, it was consensual and that's that, now she's saying, well, it was consensual, but he abused his power. Well, he abused something. I'm not so sure it was his power. One of the interesting things about Monica Lewinsky that's never mentioned is who her stepfather is. Her stepfather at the time was a man named R. Peter Strauss. And R. Peter Strauss was incredibly wealthy. He was a broadcaster, and he was the heir to the Abraham Strauss fortune, the department store fortune, and a major contributor to the Democratic Party. You just don't get to be a wide-eyed, bushy-haired kid and be an intern at the White House. You have to have a lot of pull. Well, her stepfather had a lot of pull. That's never mentioned. But I believe Monica Lewinsky should apologize to Hillary Clinton. Coming up in seconds, I'm going to share with you the most amazing quote from Jennifer Lawrence you could ever imagine. Plus, we're going to talk more about your experiences with spring break. Because, you see, I felt excluded. I didn't go to spring break. I always wanted to. Every American man wants to. But the fact is, I was too chicken, and my mother would have never let me go. Isn't that sad? I was 20. My mother would have said, well, you're not going anywhere. I want to know your experience with spring break at 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. I'm live on a Sunday night. I'm Walter Sterling at 888-688-WALT. This is Westwood One. There's Goot in Albany with his spring break story at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. See, I feel very excluded. Like every American man, I wanted to go to spring break. And the truth is, I didn't have the guts. I didn't have the guts. And I had a Jersey mother who would have said, are you out of your mind? You're not going there. What are you going to do there? What would you do there? And my number is 888-688-WALT. So I want to hear your spring break story. Please share this voyeuristic thrill with me. Hi, Goot in Albany. Welcome.
Hey, how's everybody?
Goot, we're pretty excited to be talking to you. Go ahead.
Oh, great. I went to move down to Florida in like 1995 after I got out of got hurt in boot camp, and I ended up in Florida and for like 5 years. So there was like a good four or five years worth of spring break stories. Lot of drinking and drinking till you're just blacked out. I mean, your mom was probably right and not letting you go.
Good. Where in Florida did you move to?
Clearwater.
Where? So you were in Clearwater. Tampa, Florida. So you were on the bay, right? You were on the bay?
We're on the Gulf side.
Right, you're on Tampa Bay.
Yep.
And did you have a lot of sex, or did you just get blind drunk?
Tons of sex, tons of drugs, tons of booze, tons of just fun and swimming and, you know, people jumping off balconies into swimming pools and, like, busloads of, like, college kids coming in and just, you know, lots of generosity with, you know, all with everything. Just, it's basically an alcohol soaked sex orgy beach party.
Get out of here. Really, this really happens?
Well, Tampa has more strip clubs than any city in the United States.
So, I mean, that's what everybody's doing. They're heading over to Tampa, going to the strip clubs. You know, you just, like this one time, this huge fight broke out, and I'm just like standing there, and this girl comes running over to me like I'm this like protection or something. And
was she naked?
No, she was, you know, we were just on the beach. She just had a bikini on. She was from up around Quebec.
So, and she spoke French. She was, in addition to being like a stripper, she spoke French. Oh my God. I wish I had had these experiences, but I didn't have them. If you had spring break experiences, I want to hear them. 888-688-WALT. Sterling on Sunday with Walter M. Sterling. This is Westwood One.
Stacy, and I'm not afraid to let Walter M. Sterling have an email at my company. His new email is walter@stacysentiretreeservice.com.
All right, 35 past the hour. This show is about American male longing. And every guy in America fantasizes about going to spring break. 99.9% of the guys, like me, did not go to spring break. Why? Because we were cowards, number one. And number two, we had mothers who said, you're not going there. You're not going anywhere there. But Chris's mother in Arlington, Virginia, did not say that. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Walter. Well, hey. Walter, I have a great story that will make you feel like you aren't left out. I went to the French Quarter in New Orleans for spring break 1989 with a bunch of fraternity brothers. And it was like, imagine spring break drawn by Walt Disney. That's what being in the French Quarter was like, with lots of drunkenness. Anyway, one night, we go to a strip club, and, you know, it was one of these strip clubs where the girl dances for a while, then she comes down and tries to get you to buy her drinks. Well, after this dancer did her dance routine, she came down, sat down next to me, and we started talking. Now, I wouldn't buy her any drinks, but she stuck around because it turned out that she was a college dropout. And I started sermonizing toward her. I was telling her how her parents never really wanted this life for her, that there was no future in it. She needed to get back into college, get a skill, graduate, and move on with her life. And, you know, she started tearing up, and she agreed with me that she needed to get back into college. And it was my great spring break story.
Did you offer to move her into a dorm and live with her in the dorm?
Oh, I would have happily let her do it. You know, she was living in New Orleans. I was a junior at Virginia Tech at the time. I'm sure a girl who lives in New Orleans doesn't want to move to Blacksburg, Virginia, and be in the Appalachian Mountains with me. Although, you know, it would have been a fun time. Hell, yeah, if she would have come, I would have taken her. But
now, Chris,
I
when you were chatting with her, now, Chris, when you were chatting with her, when you were talking with her about her future, when you were counseling her about her future, was she naked?
Yeah, she was topless.
And she started crying a little. Did you offer to help pay for the first semester back in college?
No, I did not. She did mention that she was making good money being a stripper and that she could now afford to go back to school. And I suggested to her that she try community college because she said she had only done a year of college. And I said, of a good halfway point would be to just go back and get her associate's degree first, and then after she had her associate's degree, then she could transfer the credits to a four-year college.
Well, that's a lot of detail for a woman who's half naked sitting next to you.
It's surprising that you could even.
And you were able to talk to the stripper forever without putting money on the table. The boss didn't come over and say, "What's going on?"
Somebody did come over, actually. They kept asking if I would buy her drinks, and I said no. And she stayed anyway because she was interested in what I had to say. I was probably the first guy who wasn't just talking to her about, "Hey, baby, let me have sex with you." You know, instead, I was talking to her like she was a regular person. You know, I heard that she dropped out of college. You know, here I was a junior in college at the time. And, you know, she was about my age. Just telling her, you got to get back. You've really got to move on with your life. You can't be doing this.
Yeah. Chris, you realize this is kind of a sad spring break story. You didn't seem to have sex. Did you have sex with anybody during that spring break?
No, I didn't. And by the way, I want to call a BS on the guy who claimed he was having this great time in Clearwater, Florida. That's where my grandparents lived. And I spent quite a few spring breaks around Clearwater. And, you know, Clearwater is a nice beachfront community, but it's kind of like where everybody's grandparents live. It's certainly not Peyton Place. And, you know, I had some nice spring breaks over there, and I'd come home to grandmother every night, and it would be okay. But, you know, it certainly wasn't busloads of co-eds showing up and jumping off of balconies.
No, I got it. Listen, this is a terrific call. I appreciate your spring break call. Do you want to play the cash call contest?
Sure.
All right. What you have to do to win the cash call contest is you have to guess the mystery sound. Are you prepared, Chris, to guess the mystery sound?
I am prepared to guess the mystery sound.
Would you like to hear it one more time, Chris?
Yes, I would.
All right, what do you think that is?
That sounds like some kind of a machine closing up.
No, but that's a good guess. Thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. I have the most astonishing piece of audio from an astonishing piece of butt named Jennifer Lawrence. I can't believe she said this. I am appalled by her saying this. And I believe, and I want to know what you feel, that if a man said the same thing, he would be drummed out of the Corps. He wouldn't be able to, he'd be having drinks with Kevin Spacey right now. He'd be with Jeffrey Tambor right now if a man said this. There's been a lot of talk this Oscar season about the movie Call Me By Your Name. Call Me By, it's the dumbest title I ever heard.
I want you to be comfortable.
I will only be comfortable if you call me by your name.
My name? You want me to call you by my name?
Yes, call me by your name.
This raises a whole host of problems.
Why don't you have a name? I've never heard anyone call you by your name. They just call you Mr. Lucky.
Well, I got that name. Never mind.
But I want you to call me by your name.
Okay. If it will get you nude, I will call you by my name.
Your legal name. Call me by your actual name.
If it means that much, I will call you by my actual name. My actual name is Susan. I will call you Susan.
Gotta go.
All right, so Timothy, what's his name? Caliphant? Timothy, whatever it is. He spells Timothy funny. T-I-M-O-T-H-E-E. He's a 22-year-old actor. He's been in a lot of movies. But he was the star, and he was up for an Academy Award. He was up for an Oscar for his role in Call Me By Your Name. And some women find him very attractive, and some men find him very attractive. And they asked Jennifer Lawrence what she had to say about Timothy, what is it, Caliphant, something like that. This is what Jennifer Lawrence said about this 22-year-old actor. Listen carefully to what she said.
I didn't realize he was so young, though. So hot. Timothy, I'm waiting for him to get, like, a little bit older, you know? Like, buttering them
up. Taste him right now.
And then he's like a pig for slaughter. And I'm going to swing right in there as soon as he's, like, 30. Just tell him to wait. So talented and hot.
What'd she say? What did she say? What did Jennifer Lawrence say about this 22-year-old man?
I didn't realize he was so young, though. So hot. Timothy, I'm waiting for him to get, like, a little bit older, you know? Like, yeah. You know, buttering them
up. Him right now.
And then, like, a pig for slaughter. And I'm going to swing right in there as soon as he's, like, 30. Just tell him to wait. So, so talented and hot.
Whoa. Larry Wax in our paranoia bunker in the Southeast, a member of the Sterling on Sunday team. Larry, did you hear what Jennifer Lawrence just said?
That's unbelievable. That's just over the line.
Now listen again.
I didn't realize he was so young, though. So hot. Timothy, I'm waiting for him to get, like, a little bit older, you know, like... Yeah. Buttering them up.
Taste him right now.
And then, like a pig for slaughter. And I'm going to swing right in there as soon as he's like 30. Just tell him to wait. So, so talented and hot.
Larry Wax, one of the great talk show hosts of our time, in our Southeast bunker. What if a man said that? What if a man said, oh, I'm going to wait for her to get... Turn like 30. I'm going to wait for her. I'm going to butter her up until she's 30. Then I'm going to swing right in for the slaughter. Oh, my God. What if a man said that, Larry Wax?
Well, a man did say that. Where do you think Jennifer Lawrence learned it? She's just cribbing Harvey Weinstein, her mentor. I mean, that's where she learned it. Of course a man has.
Could you imagine?
That.
Yes, you're right. Of course a man has said it, but a man, what happens when a man says that? When a man says, I'm going to wait till she's 30 and then I'm going to swoop right in for the slaughter.
Well, if it's not recorded, he gets away with it and he does it. But if it's recorded, it's over. It's over for that gentleman.
Well, what bothers me is that Jennifer Lawrence says this and it's viewed as, it's on Entertainment Tonight. It's on Access Hollywood. It's viewed as being something cute. What she's done is objectify a man the way she doesn't want to be objectified. She's harassing a man who did not ask for this attention. She's threatening him with buttering him up and coming in for the slaughter when he's 30. Oh, my God.
Well, by the time he's 30, she'll be an old cat lady or probably out of the business after Trump gets done with Hollywood.
All right, now, Larry Wax, but I want to know how you feel about what Jennifer Lawrence said about Timothy Chardonnay or whatever his name is. She's saying that she would swoop in when he's 30 and butter him up and swoop in for the kill. Oh, my gosh, here's my number. It's 888-688-WALT. I'm live on a Sunday night, 888-688-WALT. We are thrilled to have Larry Wax in our Southeast bunker reporting on Paranoia Reports, focusing on QAnon, hashtag QAnon. It's a Twitter phenomena, the biggest hashtag in the history of Twitter, the letter QAnon. Please give us your report, Larry.
Well, it was a big week for Q. Many hints were dropped. I'll just give you an overview of three because I know you're short on time. You want to get to those Jennifer Lawrence calls. The big thing this week was, of course, President Trump announced that North Korea, Kim Jong-un, would be coming to the negotiation table to denuclearize North Korea and allow the entire Korean Peninsula to be reunified. Well, Q dropped a hint that the deal is already done. North Korea is well on its way to denuclearizing. And you might ask, well, why are they having the meeting? Won't Trump get played? And that's many people's fear. But no, this is already a done deal. It was done back in November when President Trump was in China, being the only president in history being allowed in the Forbidden Palace of China. That's where the meeting happened. And what happened is that they announced this meeting in May so that Kim Jong-un could save face and not be humiliated and could just slink away to exile as soon as the denuclearization happened. So that was a big deal this week.
What's QAnon saying about this on Twitter? Hashtag QAnon. What is he saying about this?
Well, he's saying that it's a done deal. It's exactly, somebody asked, about the announcement, and Q said, well, it's a done deal. It's already happened. The meeting is.
Do you think that's true? Do you think the deal's already done?
I have strong suspicion that it is, because Hugh has been pretty right on these things, number one. And number two, it has all the earmarks of the way the Chinese do things. The Chinese forced, because of all the sanctions that President Trump is putting on them, the tariffs for the steel and the aluminum, they said to Kim Jong-un, who's just a puppet for North Korea, he doesn't really run the country, the Chinese do, and the CIA. They said, knock it off. That's it. That's enough. We're done. They folded their hand, but the Chinese way of doing things is never to be humiliated. They always want to save face, and Trump gave them a way to save face. So I think it's likely that come May, it'll be formality. It'll be announced that, yes, we have reached an agreement, but that agreement is already in hand. Or else, why would Trump risk so much to bring them here and lose? It doesn't make any sense.
All right, Larry Wax has more reports on hashtag QAnon, other phenomena on Twitter, general paranoia. That's coming up in seconds. I'm live on a Sunday night, Sterling on Sunday, Walter M. Sterling. This is Westwood One. All right, now here's what Jennifer Lawrence said about Timothy Chardonnay, or whatever that actor's name is, from the Army Hammer movie, Call Me By Your Name. Whatever that means. Listen to what she said.
I didn't realize he was so young, though. So, Timothy, I'm waiting for him to get, like, a little bit older, you know, like, yeah. You know, buttering them
up. Him right now.
And then, like, a pig for slaughter. And I'm going to swing right in there as soon as he's, like, 30. Just tell him to wait. So, so talented and hot.
Now, what would happen if a man said that? I'd like to know your feelings at 888-688-WALT. If a man said that, he'd never be allowed to work again. Oh, can't wait for her to turn 30. I'm going to go in and slaughter her like a pig. Whoa. Oh, oh, oh. 888-688-WALT. There's Larry Wax in our Southeast Bunker, reporting on major theories, major important theories, conspiracy theories. QAnon, hashtag QAnon on Twitter. Welcome, Larry. Give us more information.
Well, thank you, Walter. I would like to add that if a man said that about a man in Hollywood, it probably would be, you know, pretty good for the guy. He wouldn't get in trouble. He said it about a girl.
It would be encouraged.
Yeah.
It would be encouraged. But if he said it about a girl, I can't wait for her to turn 30. I'm going to swoop in and butter her up like a pig.
No, that's the end of him. Yeah.
End of him.
All right. So the other two big things on hashtag QAnon this week, as I said, it's a very busy week, but these are the two highlights. They're kind of tied in together. There was a hashtag Internet Bill of Rights that Q is pushing, which means that President Trump is going about behind the scenes breaking up the social media. Social media titans have been censoring Americans and journalists who are looking into what's really going on in America and who are pro-Trump. YouTube videos have been taken down. YouTube channels have been shut down. Twitter has been censoring. Google, Facebook. And we see evidence of this. The Mark Zuckerberg, Q released the information that Mark Zuckerberg, among others, selling all their shares. Mark Zuckerberg sold probably over $100 million worth of Facebook stock this week. And that indicates that President Trump is going to break them up, seize their assets, because what they're doing is illegal, and turn them into and regulate them like public utilities. So there's no more censorship. Now, how does this tie into the other thing, which is there is a video. Q dropped the hint that there is a video of Hillary Clinton that they have that will be dropped shortly, as soon as it's safe to do so. In other words, as soon as the censorship stops, so this video can attain the widest possible audience. On the video, Q says it's irrefutable of her criminality, and this is one of eight videos that will certainly turn the public against her and make it okay to start prosecuting. And some have speculated that the first video that will drop is of Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and Loretta Lynch in a video conference on that infamous plane on the Phoenix airport tarmac.
Oh, right. Well, we look forward to more information about that. I do remember that, and we look forward to more information about QAnon and Twitter from Larry Wax in our Southeast Bunker. This is Sterling on Sunday, and this is Westwood One.
Walter M. Sterling.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
I could crack a walnut down there if I...
That's the worst. That's the worst.
I could crack a walnut down there if I needed to.
I'm Stacy, and I'm not afraid to let Walter M. Sterling have an email at my company. His new email is walter@stacysentiretreeservice.com. This is Westwood One.
I am appalled at Jennifer Lawrence. You know, the write-on, the actress, the big deal actress, Jennifer Lawrence. Me Too, Never Again, that Jennifer Lawrence. Listen to what she says about a 22-year-old actor. She said that this week, not 10 months ago, she said it this week about her feelings toward Timothy Chardonnay, whatever his name is, the kid from Call Me By Your Name. This is what Jennifer Lawrence said about him.
I didn't realize he was so young, though. So, Timothy, I'm waiting for him to get, like, a little bit older, you know, like, yeah. You know, buttering them up.
Taste him right now.
And then, like, a pig for slaughter. And I'm going to swing right in there as soon as he's, like, 30. Just tell him to wait. So, so talented and hot.
What? What if a man said that about a woman? I'm going to wait till she's 30, then I'm going to swing right in there for the slaughter. What if a man said that? He wouldn't work again. Bill in Jacksonville, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. We're live on a Sunday night at 888-688-WALT. Hi. Hey, Bill.
This is the first I ever heard your show. Hi.
Well, have you recovered? Have you recovered from that shock of first hearing my show?
I'm enjoying it. I haven't recovered it. I have to wait and see later on. Let's see what my nerves are like. Okay.
There you go. Well, thanks for calling in at 888-688-WALT. Bill, how do you feel about this Jennifer Lawrence quote?
Well, I think she is a basic smartass. Have you ever seen any of her interviews? And she's just trying to continue the style, but it's like you say, it's a double standard. It's all has been a double standard, and that's why I would want to see. I wish somebody would compile a list of all the actresses and actors, gay, straight, whatever, who offered sex to get a part in a picture or TV or commercial or anything like that. Because look, I was over at a bookstore one time. I'm opening up. They have these display of books, and that's Hollywood book. I opened it up and going through there, and there's a nude picture of all people, Lucille Ball, when she was an aspiring actress long ago. You know, she would pose for nudie pictures in order to get ahead. So I mean, you know, I'd like to see the other side of this, and how many people went up to Weinstein and said, "Hey, how about it, honey? You know, I'll sleep with you if you help me out." You know, I'd like to see a list of all of that, all of those people. Anyway, are you all right?
Those are really good points, and I appreciate it, Bill. And I appreciate the fact that you're listening for the first time and you're calling in for the first time. Thank you very much. At 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Listen again. Imagine if a man said this.
I didn't realize he was so young, though. So, Timothy, I'm waiting for him to get, like, a little bit older, you know, like, yeah. You know, buttering them
up. Taste him right now.
And then, like, a pig for slaughter. And I'm going to swing right in there as soon as he's, like, 30. Just tell him to wait. So, so talented and hot.
What? Jennifer Lawrence said that about Timothy Chardonnay, the kid from Call Me By Your Name. But what the hell would happen if a male actor said that? Well, I can't wait for her to turn 30. I'm going to swoop right in and slaughter her like a pig. Oh, my gosh. There's Jim in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, listening on WPHT. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi.
Hello?
Hey, Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hello. This is my first time listening to you. I just wanted to say that I agree with what's going on with Jennifer Lawrence. There's been some concern about her imbibing in alcohol too much, and maybe this was something that she said. She's fallen down several times, and maybe we need to reach out to her to try to explain to her that her alcohol use might be affecting her future as an actress. I'm not that impressed with her as an actress. I think her Mockingjay co-star is so much more talented than her, Natalie Dormer from Game of Thrones. And yes, men are being put down for doing things like that. Recently, ESPN, or one of those sports places, had to fire somebody who started a countdown on when Chloe Kim will become 18, and he was fired without any fanfare. So it is a double standard.
It is a double standard. And by the way, you want to have some fun? Jim, here's how to have some fun. Online, go to Google or Bing or whatever and type in ESPN apologize. ESPN apologize. And you will find page after page after page after page of articles about ESPN, ESPN anchors having to apologize for something they've said. And usually what they've said is just some dumb jock thing that doesn't mean anything. And right. ESPN's always running these promos about SportsCenter and how funny we are and how cutting edge we are. But then when one of their anchors goes ahead and is actually cutting edge or funny, they get fired or suspended. It's crazy. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and my phone number is 888-688-WALT. What is this? It's 12 past the hour on a Sunday night. I am live. There's nothing else live. Everything else is a best of. The Gold Show, Mr. Bitcoin, The Mutual Bond Show, recorded over a telephone 3 weeks ago. It's embarrassing. But you and I get to be live, and this is the original social medium, radio. You and I get to talk on the radio. Wait a minute. Have all the grown-ups gone to bed? Oh, good. Then I can tell you the truth. And the truth is that I like being on the radio, and I like talking to you. And we're talking about the wacky thing Jennifer Lawrence said. The actress, who is big in Me Too and equal pay. We have to have equal pay. But this is what Jennifer Lawrence said about a 22-year-old actor.
I didn't realize he was so young, though. So Timothy, I'm waiting for him to get, like, a little bit older, you know, like, yeah. You know, buttering them
up. Him right now.
And then, like a pig for slaughter.
Whoa. Buttering him up and like a pig for slaughter when he's 30. Imagine if a male actor said the same thing about a woman actress. Oh, she's so young. I'm going to butter her up, get her ready for when she's 30, and then go in for the slaughter. Could you imagine the hell, fire, and damnation and ignition of angry women around the world if a man said that about a woman actor? Could you imagine? There's Mark. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Walter. This is my first time calling. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to
say... What's going on, Mark?
The whole Jennifer Lawrence thing seems... It's just a very big double standard, like you said, and you can't really seem to separate Hollywood nowadays from sexual immorality. I mean, I even remember a couple years back, she just had all those new photos leaked and stuff. So to just kind of have her come on now as being the figure against... you know, men talking and saying all these inappropriate comments, supposedly, it's just as pervasive in for women as well, in the sense of, especially those with still money and power and influence through Hollywood.
Mark, I agree with you. The objectification of a man or a woman by people of the opposite sex, not okay. It's never acceptable, and I'm shocked that Jennifer Lawrence did it. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. What I have found, and this is what's so scary, but the fact is that in my entire life as a grown-up or as a kid, never once have I talked to other men about women in any sort of sexual way. I've never shared my sex life with my wife or my girlfriend or both. With other guys, I've never said, "Oh, she's really great in bed. Isn't this fantastic? Look at that ass." Blah, blah. I've never had those conversations. I've never heard other men have those conversations. You know who has those sort of graphic conversations about members of the opposite sex? You know who has those conversations with each other? Women. women have the conversations with each other about men that they are afraid men are having about them. But guess what? Men are not having those conversations. I've never heard any of those conversations. That isn't how we talk. Believe it or not, that isn't how we talk. My number is 888-688-WALT. LJ, listening on WLS in Chicagoland. In Chicagoland, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
I'm really glad to hear from LJ. Hi.
Okay. Hi. I was telling your call screener that maybe Jennifer Lawrence is being presumptuous. He is a man, and 8 years from now, she may lose. How does she know she's going to be winning? So she's being presumptuous. I mean, I don't think it's too bad that she said that. It's not like he's a boy. He's 22 years old, you know. I mean, if she wants to let it out that she wants him at 30, he's got 8 years to plan.
Hey, thanks very much for calling 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I find it offensive that Jennifer Lawrence refers to Timothy Carbonet or Chardonnay or whatever it is as a pig worthy of slaughter.
I didn't realize he was so young, though. So, Timothy, I'm waiting for him to get, like, a little bit older, you know, like, yeah. You know, buttering them up.
Taste him right now.
And then, like, a pig for slaughter. And I'm going to swing right in there as soon as he's, like, 30. Just tell him to wait. So talented and hot.
And that would be all right. Where's 941? That would be all right if a man could say that about an actress. But he can't. He can't say that about an actress. He would be drummed out of his profession. He would not be allowed to work again if he ever said, I am waiting for that actress to turn 30, and I will swing right in and slaughter her like a pig. That wouldn't happen. It's this double standard. It's this hypocrisy that's not okay. I am happy to say that I've worked with terrific women. I've hired hundreds of women. And in most situations, the women who have worked for me were paid more than men. Why were they paid more than men? It's because they asked for it. When I hear people saying, well, you know, women are discriminated against and not paid as much for the same job, that's not true. That's not true. Here's how it works. If you're up for a job, let me tell you exactly how to get paid as much as you want. You negotiate. Usually, if I offer a man a job and I say, this is the salary, he'll look at me and go, well, that's nice, but I can't work for that. It has to be $5,000 more. And then I'll say, go home, think about it, and the next day I'll give him $5,000 more. But my job, whether it's for a private company or a public company or an entrepreneurship or a startup, my job is to pay you as little as I can get away with. That's my fiduciary responsibility. That's what I'm entrusted with. That's what a boss or a business owner for their investors or their owners, they are entrusted to spend as little money as they can get away with. Most of the time when I offer a salary to a man, he negotiates and gets more money. Not because he's a man, but because he negotiated. Most of the time when I offer a salary to a woman, she doesn't negotiate. She says, okay, thank you, I appreciate that. And then 9 months later, she finds out she's earning less than the guy who isn't making more because he's a guy, is making more because he asked for more. And one of the big myths is when I hear people say, well, you know, equal pay for the equal work. There's almost no situation where there's equal work. It may look like equal work, but it's not. For example, you go to the beauty parlor or the barber shop, and there are three beauticians, three barbers. There's a barber or a beautician in the first chair, the second chair, and the third chair. Everybody knows that the one in the first chair is the best and most experienced barber or hairstylist. Guess what? They get paid more. Are they all doing hair all day? Yes. Are they all dyeing hair, listening to boring stories? Yes. Are they all on their feet all day? Yes. But one of them's better. One of them's better, and one of them's okay, and one of them's not as good. And therefore, they don't get paid the same, and they shouldn't get paid the same, even though it's equal work. All right, welcome, my Midnight Misfits. Welcome to you. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and we're talking to the Midnight Misfits now. Victoria Bullis, Rosemary Furlong. Hello, Rosemary. Neil Paul, Dan Gaffney, Howard Bloom, Karen O'Neill, and Mr. Sneakers. Yay! And Shannon McNeish, we're going to talk about the challenges and the joys of working on the third shift. This is the best time of day to work, isn't it? It's the best time of day to be up. I love being up at this time of day. I can't stand it when I hear people who hand out forms all morning saying, oh, you know, I don't know how you guys work overnight. Thank God I work overnight. Thank God I work overnight. I'm Walter M. Sterling, live on a Sunday night. Here's my phone number, 888-688-WALT. Westwood.
Is Walter Sterling a descendant of the Knights Templar? Ancient astronaut theorists say no. Is Walter Sterling a descendant of the Knights Templar? Ancient astronaut theorists say no.
I'm Stacy, and I'm not afraid to let Walter M. Sterling have an email at my company. His new email is walter@stacysentiretreeservice.com. This is Westwood One.
I have been doing this show for 4.5 years, and it hasn't improved at all. But the great thing about doing this show is that I have a very special relationship with you, because it's just you and me. We're alone in the 18-wheeler. There's Keith Mortensen. Hi, Keith. We're alone in the 18-wheeler. We're alone in the car coming back from the long weekend. And it's a very special and intimate time, and I get emails and letters and Christmas cards that I don't think morning drive DJs do in the morning zoo. I don't think they get it. I think you and I have a special relationship. And ever since I started doing the show, I wanted to meet you. I wanted to have a situation where the Midnight Misfits could get together, where we could enjoy a cup of coffee, where we could meet each other and be terrified. There's Robert Gaw. Oh, my gosh. There he is now. Frankie Reds, the big stars of our show coming in, and Tommy Woods. And Scott Schlossberg and Shannon McNeish and Jerry DiCarano and Jeff Jacobs and Rebecca Canner and Dennis Cote. Welcome, my Midnight Misfits. Welcome. It's a very special time for us. I want us to meet. And I said, you know, where would I really like to meet? At a Waffle House. It's at a Waffle House that I want to meet you. On April 15th, you and I are going to meet at a Waffle House. And if you want, you can bring that ugly coffee mug that people make fun of you about. Your kids make fun of you for drinking out of that ugly coffee mug. And you will get a brand new virgin coffee mug at Waffle House. Where is this going to happen on April 15th? Where are we going to get together for free coffee, a coffee mug, and the ugliest coffee mugs are going to get, ready, a gift card worth a lot of money at Waffle House. This is a pretty good deal. We get to spend time together. I'll put you on the air. You get to exchange your ugly coffee mug for a brand new coffee mug, all at a Waffle House. Where is this Waffle House going to be on April 15th? Go to iTunes, Apple iTunes. Go to podcasts and download Old Dad Secrets. Old Dad Secrets. Old Dad Secrets at iTunes. And on the latest one, you will hear the location of our special broadcast.
I'm Stacy, and I'm not afraid to let Walter M. Sterling have an email at my company. His new email is walter@stacysentiretreeservice.com. This is Westwood One.
Every email I get, I answer. It's the best way for us to stay in touch during the week. That and my podcast. You know what a podcast is? I love the arrogance of so many people going, you know, we have a podcast. A lot of people don't know what a podcast is and where to get it. Let me explain. Let me explain, Desi Arnaz. A podcast is a recording, an audio recording, that's posted online at places like iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Pandora, iHeart, TuneIn, and my podcast is at all of them. And the name of my podcast, you go to iTunes and you search podcasts and type in Old Dad Secrets. And it will pop up and you can play it and you can preferably download it. Put it on your iPhone. Put it on your iPhone or your laptop or your tablet and listen to it whenever you want. Now, unlike a lot of lazy hosts, I don't just take this show and edit it up and post it and call it a podcast. No, I make an original 30-minute show just for you that you can listen to at any time. 30 minutes of me without commercials. 30 minutes. This week, I share my deep thoughts about how excluded I feel at airports. Because whatever cool is going on at an airport, that's not in my terminal. It's never in my terminal. Go to iTunes, and download my podcast. It's called Old Dad Secrets. And in it, you will learn the secret location of where our Waffle House broadcast is going to take place on April 15th. I'm going to be live at a Waffle House. You bring your old coffee mug. You will get a brand new virginal coffee mug from Waffle House. A beautiful, lovely mug. And you'll be able to get rid of that ugly mug that you've been using for months or years or decades. There's Billy in South Jersey. You're on Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Billy.
Good evening, Walter. Hey, really? I mean, it's just a double standard, and that's what we got to live with. I mean, come on. Like I say to my son, you can't hit your sister, but yes, your sister can hit you because she's a girl and you're a boy, and that's how you're raised, and that's just the way it is. And celebrity hot movie stars get to talk trash the way they want to because, you know, whether it's turned the other way, it doesn't matter. It'll go, you know, volcanoing, yes, if the guy said it, and the media will jump on it and all blah, blah, blah. But it's, I mean, we can't worry about the stupidity of society, but that's just the way it is. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, let's listen to Jennifer Lawrence again.
I didn't realize he was so young, though. So hot. Timothy, I'm waiting for him to get, like, a little bit older, you know, like, buttering them up.
Taste him right now.
And then, like, a pig for slaughter. And I'm going to swim right in there as soon as he's, like, 30. It's time to wait. So, so talented and hot.
Now, Billy, if an actor said that about a 22-year-old actress, I'm going to wait for him to be 30. I'm going to wait for her to be 30, and then I'm going to swing right in and slaughter her like a pig. I'm going to slaughter her like a pig. Could you imagine the hell and outrage of these horrible men saying these terrible things and objectifying women? But there's Jennifer Lawrence, and everybody's treating it like it's cute.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't change the channel. Every channel would be like, did you hear what John Smith just said about Jonah Smith? Oh, what? Look, has an appalling thing, and now his job is taken away. And this, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a double standard.
Now, in the workplace, do you...
And it stinks.
Yeah, now, in...
It stinks.
In the workplace, Billy, do you see this problem?
Oh, yes, all the time. And the I don't want to sound cliche here, but I find in the professional atmospheres that I have worked in, the ones that the wheels that squeak and need greasing the most are the ones that would never be greasing in the first place. So they actually, I really think, want the attention in the first place. And society and the media is just, you know, filling it so fast. It's like, you know, waving the fire. They're waving the fire as much as they can to just bring more of it out. Even if you only have a spark, let's make it into a huge-ass flame.
What bothers me most about the men who have lost their jobs is over and over again, what we hear is that they have been accused of something. They've been accused of something. They've been accused. I've never heard the words convicted. I've never seen any of them brought to court. If they have criminally assaulted a woman or a man, if they physically assaulted a woman or a man, that's when you call the police. I teach my daughters, that's when you call the police. That's called assault. It is a crime. It's not a social issue. It's a crime. And then they get to go to trial and perhaps convicted of this crime. But to be people, you know, who've been working 10, 20, 30 years with somebody, and all of a sudden they say, oh, well, in 1998, he said weenie to me. Oh, my God, he said weenie to you. He's gone. I don't get it.
If the next bosses on top of the chain of command would have some guts to put their foot down rather than be scared of what could come of them and just stick up for the truth and what is the truth and let's find out the truth, then this would all come to a halt.
All right, Billy, thanks very much for calling Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. This started when I found this amazing clip that ran on Entertainment Tonight and Access Hollywood and TMZ of Jennifer Lawrence talking about Timothy Chardonnay, the star of Call Me By Your Name, Call Me By Your Name. 22-year-old kid, star of Call Me By Your Name. Great-looking kid. And this is what Jennifer Lawrence said about
him. I didn't realize he was so young, though. So hot. Timothy, I'm waiting for him to get, like, a little bit older, you know, like... Yeah. Buttering them
up. Right now.
And then, like a pig for slaughter. And I'm going to swing right in there as soon as he's like 30. Just tell him to wait. So, so talented and hot.
Wait. If a man said that about a woman, I didn't realize that she was so young. I'm going to wait till she's 30. And then I'm going to swing right in there and slaughter him like a pig. Oh. How insensitive that man is. What a horrible thing that man said. How dare he objectify women like that? The hypocrisy here. And it's not just an actress saying this. It's Jennifer Lawrence, who has made so much noise about the Me Too campaign and when did you know and how much did you know and who did you know. I'm sorry. Everything that actresses are saying about men in Hollywood may well be true, and no woman has the right to be harassed, and no woman has the right to have to perform sexual acts to get a job. No, that's all horrendous. But then it works the other way, and you cannot objectify men if you expect to be treated a certain way by men. The job of a man is to protect women. A real man doesn't harass women. A real man protects women. That's how we're raised. That's what we're taught. But you don't sit there in public saying, well, I'm going to wait until he's 30, and then I'm going to swoop in, butter him up, and slaughter him like a pig.
I didn't realize he was so young, though. So hot. Timothy, I'm waiting for him to get, like, a little bit older, you know, like... Yeah. Buttering them
up. Him right now.
And then, like a pig for slaughter. And I'm going to swing right in there as soon as he's like 30. Just tell him to wait. So, so talented and hot.
That has to stop, Jennifer. It has to go both ways. How do you feel? My number is 888-688-WALT. I'm live. It's 43 past the hour. Nothing else is live. You might as well take advantage of it. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT.
I can't just slough off a lack of telephone response. I can't. And I've had general managers, God bless them, and I've had program directors, God bless them, say, pretend like your phones are busy. Don't ever let on that. I can't do that, folks. It wouldn't be me. Now, is it the programming that's going on in the morning here? Is that it? Because they don't take phone calls, you assume that nobody else does? What the hell is it?
That clip was pulled together by Dr. Kazoo. No, really. Really, online his name is Dr. Kazoo. And he puts together air checks, recordings of hosts from the past. Dr. Kazoo. In many workplace situations, women tend, I've seen it, but there was a study that came out last week that actually proved it, that women tend to be the worst bosses for other women. Now, there are some collegial women, some supportive, mentoring, sponsoring type women, and that's great. But by and large, and I've seen it over and over and over again, that an alpha woman is in some level, some way threatened by other women and treats them in a condescending way, a dismissive way, has shorter meetings with them, doesn't pay attention to them the way they do men. The worst discrimination of women that I've seen in the workplace has been women toward other women. That's my experience. And then to hear Jennifer Lawrence go on and on about Timothy Chardonnay is pretty scary to me. It's pretty amazing to me what she has to say about Timothy Chardonnay. You know this guy, this actor? Timothy, well, that's interesting. My phones are doing crazy things. Wow. Timothy Chardonnay is the star of Call Me By Your Name and a bunch of other movies that came out in the past 2 years. And he's a great actor. What's interesting about him is he's 6 feet tall, but he's always next to Arnie Hammer, who's 6 foot five. So he always looks tiny, but he's not tiny. He's 6 feet tall, good looking guy, real New Yorker, real New York guy, worked at his craft, studied hard, works hard. I keep waiting for him to make a D move. I keep waiting for him to do something that makes me hate him. But the more interviews he's in, the more often he talks, the more I like him. I certainly understand Jennifer Lawrence's attraction to him and many other people's attraction to him. But the way you show attraction to someone is not by objectifying them. You don't say this about him.
I didn't realize he was so young, though. So hot. Timothy, I'm waiting for him to get, like, a little bit older, you know, like... Yeah. Buttering them up.
Taste them right now.
And then, like a pig for slaughter. And I'm going to swing right in there as soon as he's like 30. Just tell him to wait. So, so talented and hot.
888-688-WALT. There's Bill in Pennsylvania listening on WPHT. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi. Hi, Bill. Oh, somebody want to answer, Bill? Hi. Yeah, hi. Bill, start again because you weren't on. So please start again. Thank you for calling.
All right, yes, I was just calling in reference to the double standard. Part of this lady being part of the Me Too movement, she owes the women who are real victims and are really trying to get something accomplished an apology. You know, she's downplaying and really just disrespecting women who are really victims. You know,
well, how is she doing that? No, Bill, I don't understand. How is Jennifer Lawrence disrespecting women who are really victims? How is she doing that?
Well, she's supposed to be part of the Me Too movement, and she's on air, like, doing things that they're accusing men of doing, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's just sad, you know, because there's women who are really victims and are part of that Me Too movement. I'm not a woman's activist. Like, I disrespect people who are really trying to get justice. And for her to act like that, it's disrespectful. Disrespectful towards them. I'm sorry.
No, I totally agree with you. Thank you very much for calling 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. This is what Jennifer Lawrence said about Timothy Chardonnay.
I didn't realize he was so young, though. So hot. Timothy, I'm waiting for him to get, like, a little bit older, you know, like, buttering them up.
Taste him right now.
And then, like a pig for slaughter. And I'm going to swing right in there as soon as he's, like, 30. Just tell him to wait. So, so talented and hot.
How is that okay? How is it okay for her to speak that way about a male colleague when the reverse would not only be not okay... It would end the man's career. If a man said that about a woman actress, if a man said that about a woman colleague, I'm going to wait till she's 30, and then I'm going to swoop right in and slaughter him like a pig. Oh, my gosh. Oh. Oh.
I'm Stacy, and I'm not afraid to let Walter M. Sterling have an email at my company. His new email is walter@stacysentiretreeservice.com. This is Westwood One.
Hit it.
That's the worst.
I'm Stacy, and I'm not afraid to let Walter M. Sterling have an email at my company. His new email is walter@stacysentiretreeservice.com.
7:40 a.m.
This is Westwood One.
7:40 a.m. in Colorado Springs. There's Jay listening on KVOR. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Walter. Just kind of tuning in at the end of the conversation, but real briefly. The double standards in this environment, even affecting the Department of Defense, is eroding our ability to defend this country. And I know that sounds like a hyperbolic, but it's true. Quick example, I can't say to a female counterpart, hey, you're looking sharp today. But she could say that to me, and there'd be no problem. But I say that, and I get paperwork. And that's just on the surface. It can come down to, you know, in the details, into the operation. And when you're having discussions like that, hey, good job. You know, hey, you look good out there today. Those kind of comments you can't say because there is a double standard.
Do you feel safe at work?
Yeah, I feel safe. But... there are certain, because I've changed the way I operate, there are certain situations I just don't put myself in anymore. I will not be in a room alone with a female, even if she's a peer. I'm definitely not a subordinate. I will try not to be in a vehicle alone with a female, even if she's a peer. And so those kinds of things, and sometimes you're called to duty to go alone with a female.
But you can't put yourself in that position anymore because there is a double standard.
Well, Jay, what confuses me is that the same women who correctly say, I want to be the CEO, I want to be the chairman of the board, I want to be on the Security Council in the White House, those same women, for some reason, can't seem to defend themselves against you when you say, hey, you look great today. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's confusing me, too. Yeah, and
we're real men, Jay. We're real men, and it's hard for us to get confused, but there it is. Well, I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this all came about because of something Jennifer Lawrence, a big Me Too person, said. She said this.
I didn't realize he was so young, though. So hot. Timothy, I'm waiting for him to get, like, a little bit older, you know, like... Yeah. Buttering them
up. Him right now.
And then like a pig for slaughter. And I'm going to swing right in there as soon as he's like 30. It's time to wait. So talented and hot.
Jennifer Lawrence talking about Timothée Chalamet, the star of Call Me By Your Name. But she's surrounded by a woman and a man on that interview set. And they're going, yeah, I can't wait for him, too. You know, I can't wait to swoop in on Timothée Chalamet, too.
I didn't realize he was so young, though. So hot. Timothée, I'm waiting for him to get, like, a little bit older. You know, like... Yeah.
We all are.
Buttering them
up. Right now.
And then, like a pig for slaughter.
Yeah, we all are. Yeah, we're all waiting to swoop in and on Timothée Chalamet and eat him like a pig for slaughter. What? I don't... Like, what? No. Yeah. If you want men to behave like men, gentlemen, in a certain way, well, you're right. Men should behave in a certain professional way. And not objectify the women they work with and not objectify the women in their lives and treat people with respect. Well, guess what? That has to go for women, too. You and I can stay in touch during the week. Listen to my podcast, Old Dad Secrets. You can get it on iTunes. Download it. And you will find out where you and I are going to meet at which Waffle House on April 15th.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.